The People's Climate March in Washington, D.C. could be best described as 200,000 people who are mad as hell and are organizing to take action.
I march, I communicate with my elected officials, I donate to organizations that fight the legal battles, I educate my colleagues and friends on issues. As I learn more, I pass it on. But what I hear is people who say to me, I have never marched and I'm marching. This is the third march, or this is the fifth march, or I've never lobbied, and yet now I have had three meetings with my elected officials. Or I've never called my representative's office, and I have called five times in a week.
The march went down Pennsylvania Avenue, encircling the White House. Then they had a sit-in for 100 seconds to mark President Trump's 100 days in office. People who came say they're following the lead set by Dr. King.
Martin Luther King started fighting and made a small difference, and he kept fighting and kept fighting and kept fighting and kept fighting and kept his message. And now look at where we are today. I don't think Obama would have become president if Martin Luther King had not been his predecessor.
Becky Notaboom is part of the group from East Chicago. She's with a group called 350 Indiana Calumet.
Well, I see that a lot of people consider the March on Selma part of what caused the Voting Rights Act to pass in the 60s. So, I mean, sometimes it's a lot of just hippies making noise, but a lot of times it does lead to like actual concrete change. And whatever you do, it's better than sitting home on the couch being depressed about what's on the news.
Thomas Frank is with the Community Strategy Group of East Chicago. He came to the climate march in D.C. to make sure that people know the story of East Chicago and the lead crisis.
People know East Chicago. People at the march know East Chicago and know what's going on. People across the country know what's going on in East Chicago. It's risen to a tragedy.
Sherry Hunter is also from East Chicago. She's from Calumet Lives Matter. She's here in D.C. to warn others about what's happening in East Chicago.
I'm thinking that it brought attention to what's going on, not just in East Chicago, everywhere. And people that didn't know, looking at the march and being at the march, will now realize, wow, there's a danger out there that, you know, we see every day and we just never paid it any attention.
In Washington, D.C., I'm Stephen Lattimore for Indiana Public Broadcasting.